In this episode, I tell you exactly why Amazon just gave me over $800 for their screw up.
Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
Hey, people of planet Earth, how the heck are you doing? Welcome to episode number 38 of the Private Labeler Show, where we are helping 1,000 amazing entrepreneurs such as yourself start an online business in 2016. So welcome aboard. Thank you so much for joining. I'm very grateful for you joining and grateful for your ears, of course, on this podcast. So in this episode, I'm going to give you kind of a quick story about how Amazon kind of just gave me a bunch of money. And what you kind of need to know about paying attention to the details in your business. So I'm going to break that down in just a minute here. But before I do that, I would just like to congratulate the Cleveland Cavaliers on their NBA Finals performance in Game 7 for taking down the title. Congrats to everybody listening that is a fan of the Cleveland Cavaliers. So if you're from Cleveland, congrats. I'm sure that's super exciting. I did see on the news that you guys trashed a cop car and I think stole the fire truck in celebration. So hopefully nobody got hurt, but I know it was a really exciting times for people of Cleveland. So congratulations. I didn't think that they can come back from 3-1 down against the Golden State Warriors, but you see things new every day, I guess. So you're not out until it's out. So congratulations to the Cavs. And also summer is officially here according to the calendar. So that's awesome. I would like to know, what are your guys' plans? You got any vacations plans, any trips, any activities, anything exciting planned with your kids or whatever it may be? Let me know. Drop me a comment. Let me know what your plans are. Or if it's maybe just to kind of go balls to the wall with your Amazon business and make it happen, that's cool too. So summer's here. Let's make this the greatest summer of your life. If you're new to the show, maybe you're a first timer, make sure you go to privatelabelershow.com/start. That'll take you to the start page for the podcast. So check that out if you haven't visited that yet. Also too, if you haven't downloaded my quick start guide for picking a product to start selling on Amazon, make sure you do that as well by going to privatelabelershow.com/guide. And real quick, I wanted to cover these two things about Amazon related news. One of them super important to you. Make sure you, if you have an Amazon buyer's account, log into it today and check your account out. You might actually have a credit there from some Apple lawsuit. So I woke up today, logged into my Amazon account, noticed I had a credit there, which was pretty awesome. A couple of bucks there for me for some Amazon or some Apple lawsuit that I had no idea was even really going on. I did check my email as well, and they kind of gave more information about it. So check your Amazon account. There might be some money waiting there for you. I immediately took that money and actually just, you know, bought a book on Amazon with it. So thank you, Apple, for screwing up somehow. You actually bought me a free book today. So that's pretty cool. So check that out. And the second bit of news has to deal with Amazon Prime Now. And apparently Amazon Prime Now is so good and it's so fast. The delivery is so fast that it is scaring the crap out of the mayor of the city of Paris. So the mayor of the city of Paris recently came out and said that this Amazon Prime Now delivery is so good and so fast that it's going to crush their local businesses and put all of them at an unfair disadvantage to Amazon. So I kind of have to laugh at that. Apparently she doesn't understand competition. She hates capitalism, whatever. I know it's a different mindset out there than it is in the United States, but thought that was kind of funny that Amazon is ruffling some feathers, which is a great thing in my opinion. And what this mayor does not seem to understand and or care about is that competition is a great thing for the consumer at the end of the day, okay? Because the consumer always wins when there is competition. Doesn't matter what it is, consumer wins. So thought that was kind of funny. If there's anybody listening from Paris by chance, let me know. Let me know how bad that mayor is freaking out. I don't know if they're actually going to try to stop Amazon from having the Prime Now service in Paris, but I thought that was kind of humorous that Amazon, I guess, is just too good. It's too good. So I do kind of agree. All right, so now it is story time, everybody. I'm going to tell you a very quick story about how Amazon gave me over $800 credit to my seller's account. and why you need to make sure as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, that you're paying attention to the details, okay? So Amazon is great, but they're not perfect. So what happened was I recently sent in close to 1,500 units of three different ASINs to four different Amazon warehouses, I think it was. And I had all the tracking information, everything was set up correctly. And long story short, everything arrived at Amazon the way it should have. Everything was checked in at all the different warehouses. All of my inventory counts reflected appropriately. Every shipment was checked in, no issues, no discrepancies whatsoever. And I could see all this in my Seller Central account. I could see everything being, you know, entered in. I got all the emails. Everything was great. So I just, you know, had this shipment come in and kind of just move forward. I was selling units right away. Life was good. I was happy. No issues whatsoever. Well, a few days later, so maybe like 3 or 4 days later, I log into Seller Central and I just clicked on like the manage inventory screen, and I was looking at something, and out of the corner of my eye, I noticed that one of the ASINs was missing some units, or there was like a discrepancy. And I thought, well, what the heck? Like, what is that all about? Like, you know, why is there units missing here? So then I kind of remembered, well, I do know that Amazon likes to send in, like when you send a new product to Amazon, they will sometimes behind the scenes do stock balancing, and they'll take your product at a warehouse and send it to other fulfillment centers without you knowing about it. So they kind of do it behind the scenes. And sometimes your actual inventory will be thrown off a little bit while they're doing this, but it always usually balances out after, you know, a few days or whatever. So that's kind of what I thought this was, but it wasn't the case. So several days after that, I still noticed that I was, man, I'm missing, I think it was roughly 50 units of this product, of this ASIN. So I was kind of irritated, thought, well, what the heck is going on? So I looked into this particular product and noticed, okay, that in the back end, in the FBA shipment screen, that now one of the shipments was showing a discrepancy of, I think it was 51 units that it was showing now. Even though before everything was good, checked in, no issues, now, almost a week later, it's showing 50 less. So I thought, well, what's going on here? So after looking at some sales numbers and this and that, I noticed, I'm like, okay, there's some missing units here. So everything checked out on my end with the tracking information, everything got to where it should have gotten. So immediately, one of the things that I did, and this is obviously what you want to do right off the bat, is just alert Amazon about the issue. So obviously, Amazon's customer service can at times be frustrating, but you still got to get it on record. So I notified them. I said, hey, here is this particular issue. Here's the shipment information. Here's my tracking information. Here's how many units I think I'm missing. And, you know, several days later, I finally get a response of, okay, well, we'll look into it. And I thought, okay, typical Amazon fashion, they're going to kind of, you know, bat this around a little bit. And a few days later after that, they said, we need more information about this. So I gave them whatever else that they needed. And then a few days after that, they stated, everything's good on their end. Sorry. If they notice anything, they'll let me know or whatever. So I was kind of like, all right, well, that's kind of messed up. But it did state in there that after an allotted time period of when you send in a shipment, you can file like an official appeal for missing merchandise or something like that. So if any of you guys have ever had to do that, you know what I'm talking about. So they gave me a particular date and said, okay, if it doesn't straighten out by a particular date, then you can file an official appeal on this. And who knows what will happen with that after that. So I waited and waited and waited. And again, I thought maybe everything would kind of balance out, but it didn't. So now several weeks after the product initially hit the Amazon fulfillment centers, everything was still jacked up. I was still missing those units. But what I could then do is I could log into Seller Central then and go into my inventory screen and go into my manage shipments screen, and then I could file a claim or I could reconcile the issue. So I found the shipment, okay, and I clicked on it, and one of the tabs there is called reconcile. And when you do that, when you click on that, Amazon then will allow you, again, after a particular time period goes by, they'll allow you to file an official claim of like missing inventory in this case. So I had to, again, give them whatever information that was required again. And submitted it. And I thought, okay, here we go again. It's kind of like when you're dealing with Amazon support, it's kind of like talking to a wall sometimes. You don't always get the satisfaction or the resolution that you always want. So I thought, well, what the hell? Like, let's just see what happens. So, you know, click the submit button. And then I think it was within literally a day. I mean, this kind of really just took me by surprise. Within a day, I got a response back from Amazon, and they stated that they lost my inventory, that they did a deep dive into it, and they determined that they lost my inventory, so that they now credited me a total of $840.08 to my account. And they, I checked right away, and yeah, boom, it was already in my account. So I was kind of like, wow, that was really fast. That was a lot faster than I expected. It did state that if they did in the future find these units, that they would the changes would kind of go back on my account with the money that they credited me, so on and so forth, which is understandable. But for now, they gave me over $800, which was cool. You know, that at least I got some resolution out of it. So for 51 units, or 50 units or so, I think it was, they gave me $840, which equates to $16.80 per unit that they were giving me, which was freaking awesome. I'll take that all. You know, that's pretty cool. So, and again, that was an immediate credit to my account. I didn't have to wait like another week to get it. It was just boom, right in there. So again, just wanted to point a couple of learnings out there for you. Don't ever assume that Amazon is perfect, okay? They make mistakes. They deal with tons of different boxes, thousands and thousands of pieces of inventory every day coming and going. Things happen. Who knows where that inventory is? No idea. Bottom line is I got a credit for it, which I am happy with. So another little word of advice, watch your inventory levels in the manage inventory screens, okay? Don't just assume everything is always perfect. You can also just keep, you know, just double check your FBA shipment screens from time to time too, just to make sure that they didn't go in and update anything or change anything where you have discrepancies or anything like that. So also too, a little tip here, if you go into your inventory screen or your manage inventory screen and you find your ASIN or your particular product, if you click on the actual inventory amount, the actual number, or I think it's like if you highlight your mouse over the top of it, you will actually see what is going on with that inventory. It'll give you a breakdown of like how many units are actually available, how many units are inbound or being shipped somewhere else, how many units are damaged or unreserved or whatever. It'll give you a full breakdown so you can see exactly what is going on with all of those units. So it's kind of like a nice little magnifying glass that gives you some more detailed information. So check that out as well if you have not yet done that, if you're a newer seller. So what I would just state though too, for shipping and all that good stuff, make sure that you keep detailed records of any tracking numbers, anything like that, all your shipping records, all your invoices, stuff like that. Make sure that you're saving that stuff, you know, to a file or whatever, because you never know when you're going to need it. Hopefully you never do, but you're going to definitely want to make sure that you keep those records for future purposes. So I just kind of wanted to bring this to light that, again, Amazon is great. You should never fully trust anybody, though. It's your business. Treat it like one. Make sure that you keep an eye on all things, including your inventory, because inventory does get lost. And it's nice to know that Amazon, although with a little bit of a headache, did kind of come through and make sure that I was credited, I thought, in my favor quite a bit on missing inventory, which was pretty awesome. So I just wanted to share this personal experience that did have a happy ending with you guys out there, the listeners, because these things do happen, okay? So again, the conclusion here is you got to make sure you keep an eye on your business, all things going on with it. You own it at the end of the day. Just don't ever assume everything is perfect, okay? So thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate you. And if you want to be a guest on a future episode, if you have some relevant value to add to the audience of the show here, let me know. Or maybe you know somebody personally in the Amazon FBA private labeling e-commerce world or whatever that would be a great asset to the show. Please let them or let me know. I would absolutely be interested in having you or somebody you know on a future episode to share some value with you guys. So hopefully we could make that happen. Just reach out to me, however you got to do that, and we'll see if we can set something up. So thanks again, guys. If you have any questions about this episode and want to discuss a little bit more about it, go to the blog post for it at the bottom and share your comments or ask a question. And also, too, if you have not yet joined the Facebook Mastermind group yet for the podcast, you're going to want to do that by going to privatelabelershow.com/FB. So make sure you go ahead and do that. All right, guys, that about does it for me. I'll talk to you in the next one. Hey, thanks for listening to the very end. I really appreciate it. Now, for being such a loyal listener of the show, we are offering you an exclusive discount on Jungle Scout for the Private Labeler Show community. Simply go to junglescout.com/PLS to take advantage today, or simply use the Jungle Scout link on my resources page on privatelabelershow.com. So take advantage of the savings and start finding the perfect product to sell today. Thanks.